Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. So we listed in the previous two Mishnayot all different things that separate a field into two different sections. And the nafkamina, the halachic difference that this would make, is that a person now has to give Pe'ah from each field separately. He can't consider it to be one big field and have the Pe'ah in one place. Now they have to be in two different spots, one for each field. So the Mishnah now is going to make an ukimta on that. It's going to structure all of that and frame it only in a certain situation, but it's not talking about every single situation. So we mentioned before, canals and roads and a path, etc., all separate into two different fields, but we're going to see now that only applies in certain scenarios. Mishnah says, Hakol mafsik lizra'im. Everything we mentioned above, all those different separations, that only is talking about zera'im. Zera'im, different types of things that are planted every single year, grains, beans, those types of plants are usually planted so close together that anything is considered to be a separation between them, anything we mentioned before, since they're usually so close together. But when it comes to an ilan, when it comes to a tree, trees are usually not so close together. There's usually space between trees in order to let the branches all grow out. So if you happen to have, for example, a stream going in between two different trees, that's not considered to be a separation, that those are now considered to be two separate fields. You could have a stream go between two trees. It's not a separation. Those trees are usually planted not so close to each other either way. So what is considered to be a separation between trees? Gadir. If you have a fence, if one has a fence that's at least 10 tefachim, 10 fists high, that is considered to be a separation between trees, and that's where one has to leave pe'ah on both sides of the fence. V'im haya se'ad kotesh. But the Mishnah says, even if you have trees and you have a gate between them, if the branches of the trees were close enough together where they were getting interwoven, where they were touching, even a sha'ad doesn't work. Eno mafsik, even a gate doesn't separate between the two. Ela noten pe'ah lakol, right? And a person can give pe'ah from all of these trees, even if there's a gate between them, he can consider it to be one big field if the branches of the trees happen to be interwoven or they're close enough where they're touching.